The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming in today, tuning in today to the Barrington Awaken show. If you're a football fan, today's Grey Cup Sunday, I was told, and I'm not a fan. I don't know who's playing, but it's happening today, and I wish you luck. If you're better, if you're not, enjoy the game, or if you're not a fan, it is going to happen anyway. Thank you for being a part of the show. So what we do here is we wake you up, bring you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to realize there's a lot more to you than you're aware of. For you to know that you're not an accident, you are thought out and planned, and you did choose the life you're living. If you're not enjoying it, you do also have the ability to change it. All you have to do is change your mind, change your mindset. We wake you to a higher level of consciousness. We tell you that you are God, and we try to prove to you that you are the God that exists. There's no one higher than you, nor are you lesser than anyone else. We were created equal by the same method, brought here on this planet by the same method, and we will spend our time however long that will be, and then we will go back by the same method to the same place. You're not going up there, and rest assured, you're not going down there, because neither of those places exist. It's just a state of mind. Yes. It is just a state of mind. You've been told many times that some people have more connection to God than you do. That's not possible. No one could get any closer to God than you. You just need to be aware of that. You are God. I get pushback every time I say that. We're created. We've chosen this path. We chose to be human beings. We come here from a spiritual existence into a physical being, and where we have a body. The body is temporal. We've borrowed it, and not from anyone personal, from the universe, from the earth. And when it's used up, old, decrepit, diseased, you will lay it back down from where we've come. So shall we return? We will return. You lay it down, and then you move back into your spiritual existence. All that exists is within you. All that exists in the planet, universe, is within you. We're just a product of it. We worship things that misguides us, and that's the unfortunate thing, because if we're busy looking out, we miss out on what we should be doing is looking in to find thyself, to know that all that exists is within you, and you are a part of this great universe. Much like that grain of sand on the big beach or the drop of water in the ocean, you still matter. It's not any different, and you can't assume that there's a part of the ocean that's better than the other part or the beach. We just have an opinion on it. You are the greatest existence. You are the greatest person, greatest thing. You have to know that, and you're connected to the God that takes care of us, that feeds us, gives us light, warmth, prepares the food for us to live here, and it is the sun. We are to follow everything that is being given to us by nature. And mistakenly, others convince us to follow another path. If you are busy going west and you should be going south, you're probably lost. Unfortunately, you don't know that, and you will convince others to follow you, though you are following someone else. You think their method is best. You can question it and challenge it simply by asking you, what is it that you want? What is it that you truly want? And it will come. Be careful. Be very careful. Be mindful that when you pray for rain, you'll have to deal with the mud because, you know, one creates the other or stimulates the other. When you do pray for rain, the mud will come with it. And if you're thinking you want to be rich, that's fine. But most people, it's like saying, I want to be there. Where is there and how specific are you? You must need to be prepared and understand it. You want to be there. You need to know where there is. It's the same as saying, how long is a rope? If I were to ask you that question, you'll understand the question itself is incomplete. How long is a rope? You want to be there? Where is there? Find out, be very specific, and you will get it. Many times you've asked for something and it has shown up, and then you realize you weren't very detailed in asking. You prayed or asked for that mate, and of course you do get it, and then the mate don't like you, because it happens. Or that job that is too far out of town. Or that perfect home that you've always wanted that you can't afford. Be very specific in what you're asking for. And again, I will always say, be prepared. And if you do pray for rain, it does come with mud. It could, or will, or should. We try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness because it's important. It's important that you know that you're not an accident. You didn't happen to just drop in. And by all means, you're not here to be anybody's servant or master. We've come with a purpose. It is not possible for another person to tell you who you are, what your destiny is, and the reason why you're here. Those answers are within you. Look within. If you source yourself, you will find all the answers to all the questions. Nobody has them for you. You will have to do your own work, your own digging, your own research, your own internal search to find out, to find the answers to the questions that you find impossible to get an answer for. Another person will not know your purpose, nor is it possible for them to know that, or your destiny. Wake up. Wake up, be very specific in what you're looking for, and search within yourself. You are the greatest entity. You must know that. You are without limits. You must know that. Don't try to fly because we don't have feathers. So, you know, but you're not with limits. We weren't placed here under a glass ceiling. So the sky and above is the limit. There is no surface that tells us how big, how tall we could go. You can expand. And we have gone to other planets and we've tried, you know, we haven't gone to the depth of the sea yet, but we're working on it. And you have this ability within you, every single one of us. You're not a lesser, nor are you a superior. And I've said that many times. We want you to wake up and know who you are. You must know thyself. Things come easy to us. We just don't understand it. Or we just don't know how to find it, how to source it out. Look within. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness and understand your full potential. Know that you're the driver. You're on the top shelf. Nobody has a better connection to God than you. No one. It's not possible. Nobody would have gotten a bigger piece of the pie. However, some people has practiced certain things and it would give them more awareness, and I feel they use it to their advantage to take advantage of those who's not awake. Wake up. Because only in your sleeping state can you be guided by others. Only that when you're unaware of who you are, could you be instructed and be told what to do and how to do it. If you're asking or seeking help externally, you're wasting time. All the answers you need is within you. So we say wake up and come to this realization. We say wake up and understand you're not a mistake. There's no such thing as a coincidence. You were chosen by you, your higher self, to be here for a task, a destiny. Wake up. Come to that realization and know within thyself. We did the show a couple of weeks ago, and I make a lot of references to the religious form that I was brought up in, and I happen to know a lot of it because it's within me and I hear it. I've heard it for many, many, many years, decades, and I've followed a lot of it, and only to realize that it has a limit. And the instructions that was given to me along the way simply was to follow this path and your answers will come to you. And when I realized it wasn't coming, I decided to seek information from within. Wake up. I've been accused of being brought up in a hellish situation, pardon the expression, and had very horrible things happen to me. No, it didn't happen. And I find myself with on my heels defending. But no, life has been good, and I have not been fed anything that I can't undo. And when you are in the care of a parent, of course, the parent is trying their very best to give you their perception of what is correct. No fault of their own. They were given to them by their parents, and so on and so on. Where we stand today, and we know this now, we can look within ourselves and see if the path that you're on is the one that was designed for you. Because the design was done by you, for you, before you showed up here. We say to people, wake up and find that within you. The differences between us is our culture and where we were raised and the information that we were told. But if left alone in the great big field, would all probably end up being the same by the cultural guidelines. But within your individuality, you do have the means to be superb, because you are. Wake up and realize that. Thank you for coming to the show. Today we're going to talk about where your destination lies and how to find your destiny. And this is it. We talk about getting people to a higher level of consciousness, and the purpose of this is to let you realize there's more to you than you've been told. You're not lesser. You're not greater. No one was handpicked to be a leader of us spiritually. If we live on this land, we may have to follow a leader. Sometimes we don't agree with their ideology, and most times we don't, you know, worship what they're saying, but we did elect them to speak on our behalf. But this only speaks on the politics, and this only speaks on the land that we're standing on. But going back to who you are, the true you, we're all the same, and the true inner you will always have the ability to be free. You have to know that. You're not restricted. That inner you, and when you're part of this body, remember, it is temporal. It is borrowed. We didn't borrow it from anybody another, like you borrow a suit. We built it or created it from the earth, and then it will return back to the earth from dust to dust, or some to that line. But wake up and understand your greatness. You are the God. You need to act accordingly and understand. As we sit still and take advice from others and directions from others, and, you know, probably beaten down or elevated by others, either way, it might not have been the path that you chose. You want to know where you lie and that information is within you. Our show tends to get you to understand and look within. If you are meditating, you are concentrating on, let's say, for example, you do the meditative style of the inhale, exhale, but you're concentrating on that. You're so focused on it. You see the breath coming in, which is all that we are, and you see the breath going back out. You focus on that. There's nothing else going on in your mind. You're not preoccupied. You're not thinking about the grocery list or the time that you have to be at work or the traffic that's probably annoying you. I'm not suggesting you do this in mid-traffic until you understand it clearly. It could be done until you understand it clearly. It could probably not be so good. As you're focused on that, the brain is not thinking, or the mind is not thinking about a lot of things. The brain is the mind would be the CEO, and the brain is the manager. One tells one what to do, and then it executes the plan. So be very careful of the information that you're putting into the mind, because it is going to instruct the brain as how to do it. If your hand is on the stove and you feel the heat, it's the mind that says, okay, that's hot, back up. Or, you know, or toxic people in your life, or a bad situation, or speeding down the highway, or God forbid you're doing something horrible. You will have this information, and the CEO will instruct the managers how to deal with it. So if we want changes in our life, we have to change the way we see things. We have to change our mindset. If you're not happy with where you're sitting today, it's a thought that you had yesterday or the days before that. You now have the ability to reverse that, eliminate it. It's not going to happen. It shouldn't happen right away, because it takes time to build it, as it will take time to dissolve it or reverse it. But I assure you, if you apply the proper technique to it, it will happen. We talk a lot about meditating, and that's a great method. And there's many different methods of meditating that will bring you ease, and it will eliminate the fear that we have. Where we have fear in our lives, and we all do, is where our happiness should be. We try to work on the method to remove the fear, because it is the root to all evil, regardless of what people saying it's love of money. It's probably true, but if you're not afraid, then you won't be as greedy, because you'll understand who you are and you'll know thyself. Our show talks a lot about the idea of knowing yourself. If you meditate, you will clear the cobwebs out of the space and allow you to connect to the spiritual existence that you truly are. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being there today. Beautiful day. A little cold in this part of the country where we live. It's getting colder by the days. And of course, we had our daylight saving times that, you know, took away some of our light. But it's all good. It is what it is. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. I hope spirituality and a journey into spirituality is your request and only request. If an only thing, we can open a door for you and point you in that direction. The rest is up to you. We can tell you that the door exists and the information is behind the door. The rest is up to you. Because when you get there, you'll see the tool that you require, that you need to do or go further. Only you will know yours. If others are telling you that they know yours, they're telling you BS. And it's quite obvious they don't know it either, because if they did, they'll know full well to allow you to develop your own skills to find your own destiny. You're not going to see or understand these things. Like I like to say in reference, you won't see over the fence until you're tall enough. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for what's inevitable, because you will grow spiritually. You will step into understanding that all the things that you see in your presence, in your life, most all of it, it's not real. You're part of it. You're connected to all of it. You're attached to all of it. You're here. You're a human being, you're a spiritual being in the human body. Everything that exists is a part of you. Every living being is a part of you. All that possesses life is the spirit of God, which is you, the energy that makes us move, which is you. Wake up to that understanding. Thank you for coming to the show. To the longtime listeners, new listeners as well, people from all around, wherever you are in the world, all around the world, listening to this show, thank you for being there. And to everyone, I'd love to say, welcome home. So in November today, we're talking about your destination. You and you alone is responsible for your destination. Nobody knows and nobody has that information. You have a secret map or some audio information that's within you, and only you will know it. Therefore, you are the only one who's capable of knowing your destination. The idea of preparing yourself for death and then everything will be fantastic is not the case at all. You are here and life is for now, and it's to live here and live now. Preparing yourself for after this life, to me, proves living here in this present of time would be redundant. I wouldn't have to come here to learn how to be back home. I was already home. I got it. Figured it out. I'm good. So find out why you're here and do that, but live your life. Find out why you're here. I think that would be the important part. And it's not to be judged or to decide where to go left or go right, go up, go down. Try to find out why you're here. This brings us to talk about your destination. Why are you here? So before we jump into that, I want to see if we have any emails.
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. And please feel free to write in right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Dorothy did that. And she says, how do we choose to be here before we're born? We don't really have a mind. We're not a human. We're not on Earth. So how do we choose? How is that possible? That's from Dorothy. Thank you, Dorothy. Annie says, Barrington, I notice a lot of times throughout the show, you say, welcome home. What is meant by that, home? I'm not really sure. Do you mean welcome to Earth? That's from Annie. Nick wants to know about your book. He said, Christmas season is upon us. That's from Nick. Ronnie writes in and says, so there is no religion per se? I'm not sure I understand what you mean. If we have some belief system, is that considered a religion if it's with a deity? And that's from Ronnie. And last one here. Donna said, so there's no up or down. Are you referring to heaven and or hell? Thank you. That's from Donna. And back to you.
Yes, Donna. I am referring to the up being what they tell us heaven is. And, you know, we'll make it up into heaven, into the sky. And if you've listened to the show before, you hear me say, we're going to go to this glorious, they state that we're going to go to this glorious place where we live in unity and everything is great and we hold hands and sing kumbaya. I made up that part. Anyway, I am referring to the up and the down. No, there's no hell. You know, your hell or heaven is a state of mind. It's how you see yourself or the world. There is no physical place down there with, you know, a person with a pointy tail and a pitchfork dressed in red. It is made up. Because if we don't have a reason, if you have children, you may have said to your kids, if you don't abide by the rules around this time of the year, you're going to get something negative, like a coal in your Christmas gift. So we have to create a reason for them to be better and to be good, to abide by the rules, because, you know, Santa is coming. And if they don't follow the rules. So the same concept falls true when they say heaven or hell. You know, if we did these things and do these things and follow these things and abide by these 10 commandments or these rules, you're going to get rewarded by after you die, you get to go to heaven. And if you don't follow them after you die, you get to go to How? Well, it sort of takes away from living here because I'm busy trying to prepare myself for hell. You know, I'm trying to do that. I'm preparing myself to go to hell, but then I forget to live here and live here right now. There is no up or down. It's just here. Just here and now. And you've come here for a reason. We talk about trying to find out what that is. There is no up or down. And anyone will tell you, if anyone tells you otherwise, ask them to prove it. And they will say, well, you just have to believe it. Well, I think I'm the tallest man in the world. A lot of people, many people will disagree. However, if I do believe that, then I act accordingly. And, you know, people probably just look at me and laugh. But the point being, if they're telling you that there is an up and a down, they're going to show you where it's written down. Fair, I can see that, but ask them to prove it to you. Come to me with proof. And they say, well, you just have to believe it. Well, yeah, again, I could go back to the fact that I'm the tallest person in the world. And, you know, that's my belief. Others will look at me and say, yeah, of course you are, whatever, you know. But the point that I'm trying to make is if they're saying that there is an up and there's a down, just ask them to prove it. Well, simple enough. Ronnie and the religion thing. No, when you're born, we weren't born with a religion. I mean, if I was born into a house that followed Catholicism, of course they're going to teach it to me, or Muslim, the Quran, whatever. If you're born out there in the middle of nowhere, then you didn't have one of the, let's just say, one of the big religions governing your every step for the rest of your life. You were just there. We've always tried to figure out, and before the religious ideas got into the mix of everything and designed to keep us divided and separated and fighting each other all the time, because we could never agree. What you believe is the absolute truth, the truth and the only truth that exists. But let's talk to the person on the other side of the fence who says, no, you're completely wrong. My truth is the absolute truth. And the other person at the other side of the street will say, no, you guys have got it all wrong. And everybody's not agreeing. And we're not agreeing. Doing all this, it actually lowers our vibration because we're never in agreement with all. We're actually pushing against. And we'll create things to prove our dominance or to prove our greatness or to prove that you are wrong and I am right. Well, a lot of this right wrong stuff is relevance to opinion. And I've given many times the example of the lion and the zebra. You know, depends on who you're talking to, they will bolster that one is right, one is wrong, but it's relative to opinion. And if you're going to believe it, when you're placed here, you were not placed in a religion. You were placed on earth as a human being, dependent, because if a child was birthed in a Catholic family, let's for example, and you pick him up at day one and ship him off to a Muslim family, comes back 22 years later, he's going to tell you everything that culture dictates, because that's what he was told as he was here. But before all of that, no, you've come in as a spiritual being without an opinion, and then we get to work on you and create what we think is best for you. Those who understand it better will use it to their advantage, and it never serves you as a purpose. You just believe it's true. And I would like to say to everybody, that's fine. I want to believe what you're saying. Please bring it to me with proof. If you want to know how to connect yourself to a spiritual existence, to understand the truth, the consistent truth, that you could prove to yourself, just do it. How do you do it? Except the fact that you just open your mind and allow all that there is to guide you, because we are connected to the great wave and we will shift with the great wave. If you're convincing me that the left side of the road is the best, that's your opinion. I respect that. I disagree because I think that part of the road, and so on and so forth. As long as we're not seeing eye to eye and we have our differences in opinion and we have many different religious groups, then we're always going to be at war with each other. The greatest war, the part that is more detrimental to us, is the fact that we're not giving ourselves the opportunity to be the true self, because we're too busy holding on to an idea, and we're also too busy thinking that those other people over there are holding on to the wrong idea, and so on and so forth. A phrase I heard recently about how many different types of religion is on this planet. You know, they're all silly and foolish and all made up, except for yours, right? So we just have to look at it that way. No one was given a bigger piece of the pie or a ruling wand or a staff or a sword or gun. We created those because it works out in our favor. And I honestly believe, my own opinion, the religious concept is the same. Nick, the book is available. Thank you for mentioning it because I forget sometimes. Awaken an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gets you into the path of wanting to align yourself into spirituality. And by the way, I'm not here trying to sell you this. I'm opening a door, and then you're welcome to step in and take a look at it if it makes sense to you, if you could relate to it, if there's the answers that you're looking for. If you want all those things, take a step into it. Open the door. Don't stand outside and yell at me. You know, stand across the street and start throwing fire bombs at me, or, you know, cocktails, if you know what those are, because you have the ability to yourself to go in, see, and find out. And if it's not true, then you do have the choice of just walking away from it, but not even taking the second to look at it, because you know your method is best. How do you know that? And if there's 7.6 billion people, I'm hearing near 8 billion people on the planet, who was it that elected this one particular group to be the leaders and the rest to be followers? And if you're not privy to the information that's being instructed by it, you were just born for nothing. You know, like a fruit tree in the middle of the forest that nobody gets to. Well, actually, the birds get to it and the insects get to it. But if you're not getting the information, and, you know, you're not following one of these great themes through life, then your purpose would have been redundant. You know, why would you have been here? You know, because I've always asked this question. How do you elect, or what happens to the people? Let's assume hypothetically that you were born under Apple and you think Apple is the best way and it's the only way, the truth and the guide and everything is according to the Apple. And you now are looking at the other many different fruits or vegetables that exist here and thinking, oh my God, they're so wrong. Let's go correct them. But yet you don't know if you're the chosen group. You just assumed that, or you may have been told that by others who assumed it. And then you're going out of your way to go correct others. Well, that's a rather egoic way of looking at life. So I've wondered always, the people that we're talking about fruits and vegetables, but we're talking about the people who didn't get this teaching. They were born in some remote part of the world where they were not exposed to this. Then they die. What happens to them? Are they getting a free pass into heaven? They're going to say, hey, JC, man, I wasn't around. Hook me up. No. Are they missing out? If they didn't get the information, how do they have this opportunity, according to your doctrine, how do they get this opportunity to make it into heaven? And I'm sure you could figure out an excuse from the book that you read, but just let yourself be and understand spirituality, and it'll give you the answers that you want with proof. Nick, we talked about the book, and, oh, sorry, Annie, you're asking why I say welcome home. Welcome home takes is a phrase, and it's a phrase, and it sort of brings you back to your spiritual existence. Today and all the shows that we've done for the last few years is we talk about you being content, being a spiritual being, spiritual existence, a spiritual everything. The body portion of you is temporal, but the spiritual existence that's within you, which is kind of the engine in the body that makes the body work, it's eternal. Yes, everybody gets eternal life. That's a guarantee. Everyone gets eternal life, because, you know, they say if you were to go to the hell, you're going to be there for eternity. And if you're going to heaven, you're going to be there for eternity. Clear indication that we all get eternal life. The life that we've lived, okay, you're here on this planet, you're here for a few years, 100 years, let's say, and it's temporal. When you return to it, you are going back to what has been the norm for you. You're going back home to where you've come from. Your friends or your associates or people that were there would have recognize you. Now you understand the part, the and I'm going to go into the next questions for Dorothy. You'll understand that you've come from a place and you were there. That's where life has been for you eternally. And you choose, consciously make a decision to come to Earth for whatever that purpose or the destiny, that whatever you have to do, to prove. Is it to be able to touch? Is it to be able to speak, to feel the emotion, to feel everything? You've come from a place of true love. And we've come here and we're mixed up in what's going on in the world. And it just seems very, very hectic. Many different things are going on around the world all the time. Well, you have a purpose within all of that. The parents that raised you, you consciously chose them to be the parent. We, the parents, don't own you as a child. We raise you up and get you prepared and hopefully get you onto your path. Much like a bow would pull back with an arrow, we, the parents, being the bow, you, the child, being the arrow, and we let you go and you find your destiny, wherever that may be. That's our purpose. Now, Dorothy is asking, how do we choose before we've come here? Long before we've come here, we were the entity that exists in a spiritual manner. We are a spiritual form. We are in the spiritual world where we have communication. No, we don't have hands because there's no body. We don't have lips because that's good. So we're not lying to each other. We're just there as an entity within the spiritual existence. When I was answering Annie's question, we're talking about going home. We're going back to that existence, which is of pure love. There's no judgment. It's not possible. There is no misguiding. Nobody's trying to steal your chicken or you know, hotwire your car, whatever the case may be. That is the home. So we choose to come here to this planet. You make that decision from a spiritual sense. You chose your parents and you have a purpose in mind. When you do make that transition through what we call birth here into a child, as a child through your parents, you're here. You did choose that path. And the reason that is up to you, that's yours. I can't really tell you what yours was. I don't even know what mine is, sort of yet, but I'm trying to tell you that we've come here, we have a purpose. On the front of it all, we have this ability to experience what it's like to be human beings. And I've heard a lot of stories about people wanting to know what it's like to be the master, or to be the CEO, or be the guy in the mailroom, or to be the, you know, the winner of the basketball game, or whatever the case may be in today's time, football, you know. But we did make that decision to come here. No one throws you into it. Nobody wishes you into it. No one chain you to it. And when you do make that decision to come here, you're coming without a religion. When you think about it, you've come in from one place, everybody. Wouldn't that mean you come into this transition, into this human existence, and you only have that same belief? That's what it would mean. But then you show up here, and then there's 20,000 other methods of how you should live and how you should go. No, the decision to come here, you had made that as a spiritual existence. You choose your body, you choose your position, you choose anything. You choose your sex, you choose whatever you choose to be here. But that was on you. You consciously made that decision. That is how it is possible. Before we existed here in the human body, we had a good life. I'm not saying that the one we're having now is not fantastic. I'm simply saying we were home and we were experiencing all of that. So to everyone, again, welcome home. So we talked a little bit about, and I got all the questions out there. We talked a little bit about finding your destination. Well, it's on you. No one's going to tell you what it is. Yours is not written down anywhere unless you wrote it down somewhere. When somebody dictates to you from a book, a map, a catalog, anything, they're giving you their own opinion. Most often, and if you could look at it closely, you'll see that it benefits somebody. It will benefit someone for them to guide you, for them to imprison you, or them to enslave you, them to take advantage of you. But your destination, it's a clear path. The difficulties that we have when we transition from spiritual existence into a physical form, we go through this null and void place where we forgot everything that was going on over there when we made the decision to come here. And now you're being raised without an idea. So you can say the baby on day one or minute one didn't have an idea because he had to transition through, and now he's being taught how to be human beings, how to live as a human being, how to carry on life as a human being. And then on top of that, we're going to tell him what we're going to call him or her. And if you remember, if you have little children, they will say to you sometimes, Barrington is not happy. Barrington wants to go to sleep. Barrington's hungry. They say this because they haven't fully accepted the fact that, oh yeah, maybe I am Barrington. And they speak in the third person. Typically, if you've ever had young children, and you'll hear them say, have said that from time to time, and I can relate to all of that. So you're learning how to be human being, and in that, it scrambles you. So we're going to tell you what your name is. We're going to tell you what your religion is. We're going to tell you how to act, and you're a girl, so you should behave this way, or you're a boy, so you should behave that way. We're constantly giving them instructions, and very often the instructions come from the ones that were given to us by our parents. We tell them what to do, and they don't understand at some point. I remember one of my nephews at times, he was always looking up in the skies. Everyone he was little, he was just staring into the sky. And I believe he could see something that we're unable to see. We've been detached from that. They're still somewhat connected to the spiritual side as they transition into the human being. We give them instructions, we tell them their names, we tell them what religion to follow, we tell them who to like and who to dislike. You know, we tell them what food they should like. And if you can remember a very young child too, you put food in his mouth, he spits it out. Put this food in his mouth, he spits it out, and eventually accepts it. Because he's got to learn how to be human being. And in doing that, we forget where we've come from. And this is what we talk about today in our show all the time, is how to reconnect yourself to the spiritual side of you. It doesn't go away. It lays dormant inside of you waiting for the instructions. We give it instructions. We have these ideas in our minds that we want to have this. And as I said in the monologue, that, you know, you want to be rich, for example, you're just basically saying, I want to be there. I want to have this. And this doesn't really have a name. I want to have that. And you're just sort of getting to a place in your life where you asking to be there. I said it was comparable to asking you how long is a rope or a string. You need more information to be able to answer that question, as you would need more information to be able to attain what you're trying to get. Thinking that I want to be there sounds fantastic. It looks great when I see it on TV or, you know, on the 401 and this amazing cargo's flying by me, and I think, wow, it would be nice. I don't say that, but it could be nice to have that. But that's all I say, and there's no action taken. So we talk about you must take action. Okay? You could sit still all you want, and you could speak. When you're praying, by the way, you're talking to your higher self. There's not anybody up there writing down your request for you, except yourself. Your records, good or bad deeds, are not being written down anywhere, but you're consciously aware of it. So when we say to pray, we ask you, you're praying to your higher self for you to get this or not to have that. And I said also that, you know, you may have wished for that, pray for that perfect partner to come into your life, and then he does or she does, and then they don't love you. Well, you need to be a little bit more specific and detailed. And find what is important. You know, just by saying he's got to be rich, you got to be specific. Maybe rich with his smile or his attitude, you know, not the dollars. He showed up with a broke, you know, empty pocket. You may have another question for it. So when you're requesting or you're asking for something to come into your life, be it a profession, be it a person, a job, a profession, anything whatsoever, health, good health, you must be very specific, because the deliverer will only bring you what you've ordered. You know, and if you ordered this fancy new car and you forgot to say, by the way, make sure it has an engine in it, then you are going to get the car that just sits on your driveway until it rots. You get my point. Wake up. and understand that you are a spiritual person. You are the God. And others, I get a lot of pushback when I say that, but you are the God. And when you're talking, you're speaking, you're talking or you're praying to your higher self, more alert, a higher level of consciousness, a greater part of you, or more alert, awakened part of you. So I say, wake up. Because as you're sleeping and you're going through life asleep, your most valuable currency is being spent, which is your time. You started at day one and now you're in, and by the way, it's never too late. You started at day one and now you're day a lot more than one, and you think you may have missed out on some of the activities that you wanted to accomplish. And I've said this in many of the shows, you know, if you were going to be a superstar boxer, I hope you don't realize that in your 60s, you know, well, let's just say the world famous greatest boxer ever. Let's just say that. I hope you don't wake up to that in your 60s, because, you know, it's been proven that physically you can't take on that task and do well at it at certain age, because we do deplete as we grow in time, like the rose that sits on your table. When you cut a rose, you put it there, it's fresh, it looks nice. Enough time will pass where it will wither and it will die. It will go back to where it's come from. I made reference early into the sun being the source. And for many, many generations, we look to the sun because it does provide us with everything we need. It prepares the food for us. It cools the temperature for us to live, and it, you know, it also warms the everything we need. It's their provider. It is our provider. So if you're thinking that there's a God that is external of you, then you can say that's it. But you are connected to it. Therefore, it is you. Wake up. Wake up to the reality that will teach you and let you know yourself. You must know thyself. And when I say certain things on this this program, I get a lot of pushback. A few weeks ago, I was under attack because I wanted to just say, what you're thinking is fantastic, and I hope it's great for you. If you're trying to sell it to others, then you might just be egoic or selfish. Everybody has the same ability. I've always said, when we go to the well and, you know, we fill that cup with water, well water, it is all the same. Now, as we journey through life, we change it. You know, put some vodka in some of it, or coffee in some of it, or, you know, lemon or lime or something like that. But we've changed it. But the consistent part of it, the common denominator of all of that is just the fact that it's filter those things out. It is just the plain, same old water. If we take the ideas that we have in our head and stop holding on to them as the only way, the truth and only truth and this and that, then you'll truly realize that we cannot be a superior among human beings, because we are all connected. Wake up. Have we got anything else?
Yes, we're ready for some pushback. No. Charles wants to know, he says, you use the term great wave, this great wave. What is that actually? That's from Charles. Mona says, so are religions made up? Who made them all up then? That's from Mona. Stan said, wow, Barrington putting down the Bible and JC today. There you go. That's from Stan. There's some pushback. Thank you, Stan.
Sounds as if you're welcoming this pushback.
You're welcome, Stan. Rob wants to know, how the hell do we choose our sex? That's from Rob. And the last one, Cammy says, if we pray to ourselves, why bother? Everything that I pray for, I usually don't get. So if we're praying to ourselves, wouldn't we make us get it? That's from Cammy, and back to you.
Sorry, was there one after Rob before Cammy?
Yes, let me go back on my screen. Yeah, before that was Stan saying, man, putting down the Bible and JC.
Okay, I think I've got them all here. Cammy, you pray. Why bother praying to yourself? Sometimes we're in a situation and we're not really happy with it, and we do want change. Sometimes we don't know how to go about change, so sometimes we do ask a higher self, a higher conscious level of us, how do we change? How do we get out of this? Some people say they're going to ask somebody in the outside or another person for the change, but it's within you. All the changes is within you. And if it's not working out, it's necessary. And when you are praying, yes, in fact, you are praying to yourself. You're saying this to a higher level of you to get me out of this situation. Okay, so you are asking yourself to elevate you. And you know, all the questions, all of those things could be achieved if you choose just to follow the guidance of the spirituality, because you are always connected to everything. And then when we pray for change, you're praying to get out of a situation that you're probably not happy with. But if you sit still and you do meditation, your guide will happen. It will guide you to be more of a spiritual existence, and you're lesser likely to follow the instructions of others who are not in your favor. You know, many times, and I was having a conversation about this the other day, we just choose at times to do a sweep, get rid of the negativity around us. And you look, you take a realization that you have to get rid of some of the friends, because sometimes the ones that they're calling, some of them that are calling you a friend, they don't have your best interest at heart. So when you're praying, you're praying to yourself and you're asking for change. And that's a good thing. And it doesn't have to be loud, and you don't have to bend down and light a candle or, you know, bow or anything like that. It's just a thought, and that's going to be enough to do that. How do you choose your sex? Okay, well, here's the thing. When you're in a spiritual existence and you're coming to this planet to be a human being, so you're going to be, you know, if you're going to be, let's, and this is going to sound bad for me to say, let's assume you wanted to be a firefighter 50 years ago, then you probably want to be a man. If you're going to be a nun, perfect example, then you probably want to be a woman. So that's a choice that you've made. You didn't choose, you know, the part is you choose to be this person. For what I'm going to do in life, I have to be a man. If I want to be the greatest heavyweight man, heavyweight fighter in the whole world, yeah, I'm going to show up and come as a man. If I want to be, you know, the whatever, you did make a choice, and whatever you choose, yes, you get to choose that as a man or as a woman or whatever the sex you choose, this is going to work for you in your role, right? If you want to be Miss America, you better not show up as a man, because I don't know if that's going to work for you. That's just me. So we do choose a sex by the profession or the destiny that we're hoping to embark upon once we're here. Stan, I the pushback. I don't know that I'm insulting JC or putting down JC, Jesus Christ. You know, it's just, I have a view, and I can't tell you that my method is greater, better than anyone else's method, but I know that mine works, and it's not only by belief, and I know that there's other ways, in contradicting to what the whole JC concept will say, there are other ways to find this great life in heaven, or in a state of mind, to live a spiritual existence, not in a heaven that, you know, supposedly is in a box. I'm not putting that down, I'm simply saying, if I were to think going south is the best and only possible way, I might be very ignorant to all the possibilities that exist elsewhere. And for the people that live in the south, where do they go? You know what I mean? You know, that sort of thing is what I'm trying to say. So, Monique, you're asking, who made religion? Well, I wasn't there. I'm here today, and I've heard it, and I know it doesn't really jive with all of what we do in life, but it had to have been made up, and I don't know that they threw everything out there and said, okay, there's 30,000 different religions, just pick one and go for it, but and say this one's better, this one's not better. We did that. Some people, human being, did that because it works out in the advantage. I personally believe, and please, I'm not, my head can't handle any pushback, the purpose of divide and conquer, it's easier. If you had a motive within you to divide and conquer, then I'm going to tell all these children that you are bad and you're good, and you are not as worthy and you're less worthy and all these things. And there's always going to be a conflict. When we're busy fighting each other, we're easily controlled or conquered. Who made it? I don't know. But I know, I've seen many years that it doesn't work for everybody, because you can't think yours is the only one. Well, the other person is thinking that theirs the only one. And the other person is thinking, well, you guys got it all wrong. Mine, you know, that sort of thing. There's your division right there. And all the wars that we've seen thus far, it's about religion. So would our great God, you think, would have made this so we can fight each other? We didn't come here to be soldiers. That, I know. Because, you know, there's no contest, a judgment of war on the other side. The Great Wave, and we're going to take this one and go fast because we're going down, running down in time here. Charles, the Great Wave. When I refer, and we're talking about this Great Wave, everything that exists is a part of the same thing. Everything that moves is a part of the same thing. So I use this analogy like a great wave. You're attached to it. The wave shifts, you shift. If it extracts, you extract. We're part of all of everything. So when I say we're all a part of this great wave, I'm simply saying everything is connected. Everything is connected. And, you know, like your left pinky finger is connected to the right pinky finger. And look how far they are apart. And if you don't believe me, try to, you know, pinch one of them and see what happens. The whole body will feel it. Starts there, but it'll manifest itself throughout the entire thing. So when we have human beings on the other side of this planet, on the world, you're still connected to that person. He's not right next door to you. But if that person was a lot closer, you could feel their presence. Through a lot of practice and meditation, you'll be able to feel the presence of everybody. So we talk about spirituality, allowing yourself to be reminded or reconnected to all that there is. When you're in a room with somebody you've been with for a very long time, you could feel their presence. As a matter of fact, it goes even further. You're sitting in a room with someone you've known for a long time. You answer the question before they ask. Or you're both on the same channel talking about the same thing mentally at the same time. And the person, one will respond, I was just about to say that. I was just about to ask you that. Because you're there. But if you remove that person and put them on the other continent, then you just don't have that connectivity and a lot of distraction between. The Great Wave is just stating that we're all connected. Like I say many times, all the water on this planet is connected. All the land on this planet is connected. Yeah, you want to tell me Australia is down there, it's not connected to anything. Well, it's not floating, you know. So it is connected to the earth. It's all connected. So the Great Wave is everything that makes us who we are. I always get into these things and discuss a lot of, answer a lot of the questions, and I don't have time to get to what I want to talk about, the show and our destination. I want to remind you that this show will be repeated on Thursday night at 10 o'clock, as they are every week. And the destination is what we're talking about today. That will be the name of our show. We want to thank everybody. I want to thank everyone who takes the time to send a question to me, ask me questions, or give me props and tell me they love the show. I appreciate that. Without you being there, I couldn't be here. So you are just a part of the team for everyone. And then I do respond to all your emails as best as I can. And I say to you and everybody, welcome home. Open the idea that there's a lot more to you. That's all we're saying. Open the idea that there's a lot more to you. You're not anyone's servant, and you're not lesser or greater than anyone. Egoically, we think we are. And when we see somebody out there acting bad, which means they're not doing what we do, we tend to want to go over there and, you know, that's egoic, because you have no way of knowing that person's purpose. When somebody's telling you they know your purpose, and if you've been listening to me for the last few years, I've never once said I've known anybody's purpose. I still struggle with knowing what mine is, because it's not possible that I know what your purpose is. But I try to get you to understand. When you take a path of spirituality, you take a journey, you will lighten your load. You will seek the path of least resistance. You won't try so desperately to be like the Jones. You'll be really, really excited to be you, because you are happy. You just don't know that. Seek the path of least resistance. Know thyself and love thyself. Learn spirituality. Stand up for yourself and know that you're not just the tip of the iceberg, your entire whole of it, and you're connected to all of it. Much like all the water on this planet's connected to each other. It cannot be gotten rid of. Like you can't be getting rid of, because once the body's gone, you go back to your spiritual self. If you try to get rid of water, it just changes form and, you know, kind of put a move on you and go back to its original form. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. Thank you for going into the show, coming into the show today. And again, welcome home and stay with us. Have a great time understanding the situation that you're in, be it you're not healthy, you're not happy, you're financially embarrassed or restrained. It's a matter of a change of mind. And we're trying to get you to understand or know how to change that. And no matter how horrible it is, the situation, you must be able to say to yourself, this too shall pass. And please remember, if you are praying for rain, it comes with mud. That's what happens. And on my last note, I want to say, remember, what is normal to the spider is death to the fly. My friend told me that this week, and I think it's brilliant. Thank you for being a part of us. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.